Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
One thing we've been talking about here a lot in Portland over the last little bit, and it's been about a week, but I think it's important that we at least talk about it. But Bucks guard, former Blazer guard, Damian Lillard, had surgery on his torn Achilles this past Monday.
Past Friday,
forgive me.
The injury happened
on the 28th, yes. which is Monday. And so he had surgery just this past Friday. Much like when he got blood clots, like initially I was like, of course, everybody knows if you listen to the show, I've been pretty critical of Damian Lillard since the trade. But even before then, just as a ball player and as a leader, I've been critical of Dame because I felt like with that talent, probably should have been able to do more. We weren't, and that's kind of what it is. I don't have a problem with it at this point. I was mad about the way he left Portland and not wanting to say the Blazers' name and not saying that other team and saying stuff like that. That was weird. Then he goes off to the Bucks, and it seems like they're in great position to win a championship. They fire their coach after they're have the best record in the East last year. And then things have kind of gone downhill since that point. They finished with a 43-38 record, I think it was, which was fifth in the East, which doesn't sound great, but considering how good the East was, at least the top is stacked. Yeah, consider the top six of the East, considering how good they were this year, that's a pretty good standing. 24 points, 7 rebounds, you know, four or five rebounds. A regular Damian Lillard type of season, especially playing alongside a superstar like Giannis. And then the unthinkable happens, and he tears his Achilles. Literally the worst injury you can have in sports that's not named Tommy John. Like, I don't know if there is a more, as a pitcher, is there a more damning injury that you can get?
No, the ligament, it's called a UCL in the elbow, kind of like the ACL in the knee, essentially. That's what Tommy John surgery, or now the brace surgery, is repairing. So, yeah, this, for most athletes, because you obviously are using your legs, an Achilles tear, that's the most devastating injury that you can suffer.
And if we're being honest, we've really seen one player come back and be full strength after an Achilles tear, and that was KD. And really, for him, it was like a ruptured calf, or just a sore calf that ended up turning into a ruptured Achilles. But KD is really the only guy that we've seen come back and be KD again, right? I'm trying to go through in my head, I'm thinking of the guys that ruptured their Achilles. Kobe, that was when things kind of fell apart for him. The Achilles happened, and the shoulder happened, and then things just kind of start, you know, falling apart for Kobe.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, a recent example.
Aaron Rodgers, you know, and Aaron.
I know he's getting older, but
and
like,
he had a good, and he, I think throwing the ball, Aaron Rodgers had a good season.
But he can't move.
Right?
His mobility is gone.
But where he was great is his ability to be able to move around and steal some yards when you're not paying attention. Now that's over. Dame's greatest asset is his shooting, and more specifically, that sidestep shot that he has. You know, being able to plant with that foot going left or going right. That's the part that worries me. I don't want to say it, but there's a good chance that we never see Damian Lillard as Damian Lillard again. Like, I mean, and it's unfortunate, and I hate to say that because I want to be as positive as possible. Like, and if it was an MCL, an ACL, or one of the CLs, I would feel much better about him being able to rehab, getting back in 6 to 9 months, and being back on the floor at least for practice or something like that, basketball-related activities. But an Achilles, as far as that explosiveness and that ability to move, lateral movement left to right and stuff like that, that's the part that scares me for a player that's already turning 36 this year.
No, he's 34 going on 35. He would have been 36 when, or he will be 36 when most likely, at least the timetable is looking likely for his return after the 2025-26 season. His birthday is July 15th, so it's a summer birthday basically between each season, so he'll be 35 this summer, out for the rest of the year, most likely. We haven't officially heard anything, and obviously Dame just had surgery on Friday, so... You know, a recovery, like he came back really quickly from that deep vein thrombosis, the blood clot, like faster right. than a lot of players come
seriously.
Back.
Seriously, I mean, people sit out most of a year, you know, once they get blood clots. He came back in weeks.
No, and it sounds like the circumstances surrounding that blood clot maybe were a little different than the one that put Victor Wembanyama down, the one that put Chris Bosh down all those years ago. So Dame's a fighter, and there were so many years in Portland where they sat him at the end of the year. You know, he had a couple of nagging injuries, but he was willing to play through. And this, man, he's one of those guys that in his mid-30s, I truly believed could continue to play at an elite level. Not necessarily as elite
as like
LeBron James.
He's shown in his mid-30s that he can do it.
But yeah, look at 34 years old. He's had 25 points per game the last two seasons in a new place. Yeah, you know, I get it. It's not the 30 that he was scoring at the end in Portland.
And in a new role. He's essentially CJ now.
Exactly. It's a lot different than it was in Portland. He's not necessarily setting things up, and they're just expecting different things from him in Milwaukee, and I'm not still sure that it was even a good trade for Milwaukee to get him and move on from Jrue Holiday in the first place. But now we're here, and unfortunately, Damian Lillard is... I mean, you know he's going to try to come back, but is probably not going to be the same Damian Lillard that we've seen.
No,
it's hard to say. I get it. Sean Livingston had a great comeback from that massive leg injury, had like, you know, every single ligament explode. He broke his leg in a bunch of places. There's been pretty gruesome injuries in the NBA that guys have come back from, but man, Father Time is beaten by no man. And
yeah, that's my only thing.
Seriously, outside of LeBron, I really thought, like, and by the way, point guard is not small forward, power forward of the NBA. Point guards do not age the same way as LeBron's position do. Yeah, so Steph Curry, Chris Paul, those are the exceptions to the rule. Damian Lillard, he's just in a position that does not age well. And you were kind of wondering, when's the fall off going to come? And it just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It breaks my heart, dude. Like, this guy has been the beacon of sports in Portland, got my wife into sports, and it just, I think it's sad for a lot of Blazers fans.
No, absolutely. It was not an easy pill to swallow, listening that Damian Lillard was out for the season and potentially out for the next for the foreseeable future. Like, we don't know what this injury is going to look like as far as him rehabbing, getting back. You said, like you said, Dame is a fighter, and he's going to do everything he can.
Recovery, though.
He's going to do everything he can to get back. Would you say how long?
18 months-ish. I mean, so we're
so
talking
you're coming back when you're 36?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's...
full calendar year and a half.
You know, what do you do at that point? Like, I pulled up a list of players that have suffered an Achilles injury. And of this list, on this list, I'm only looking at maybe one name that were like, okay, they came back. And that's Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Kobe wasn't really the same. David Beckham wasn't really the same after the Achilles injury. Obviously, Terrell Suggs, you know, returned to play, but wasn't the T-Sizzle that we were used to. Cam Akers, he came back. He's you know, he's good, right? So I think he's probably, you know, one of the exceptions. But Deshaun Watson has never been Deshaun Watson that we saw prior to him coming to Cleveland since he was in Texas. Like, he's never been that guy ever again. Klay Thompson has these small flashes of old Klay Thompson. He did it in the play-in, one of the play-in games. He was great there. But for the most part, that's not sustainable. He couldn't do it every year. John Wall, no. Elton Brand, no. Kirk Cousins, still trying to figure that out. So, no. Wes Matthews, we know how that went. No. It doesn't look great. The numbers aren't in Dame's favor as far as a speedy recovery and getting back to the floor and being the guy that he once was, which he's a shooter. So, of course, he can just do some spot-up shooting, but that's not, to me, that's not where Dame is great at. Much like Anthony Simons, Ant isn't I don't think he's a great spot-up shooter. Where Ant scores best is when he's on the move. Moving, shaking, dribbling, he's that same sidestep right and everything, falling left. That's where Ant is great shooting. But if he just gets the ball and squares up or just wide open, I don't feel like he's an awesome spot-up shooter like that. He's great when he's in rhythm and moving. That's kind of how I feel about Dame, you know. And so I don't really know how well he would adjust to just being a guy that stands in the corner and waits for a three-point shot. Like, that's where Klay Thompson is essentially now. I'm standing in the corner and wait for somebody to pass me the ball and knock this corner three down. That's might be, if Dame's going to continue to play, that might be where his career is heading.
Well, I mean, he's going to continue to play. I think we all know that he's at least going to try. We probably don't even have to ask him. As far as, like, what the Bucks are paying him, this is the final guaranteed year of his contract, I think right around $60 million. But it's a player option in the next season. So 26-27, this is the 25-26 season that'll be after this NBA Finals. This will be the season he's out. This is the final guaranteed year of his contract. That player option would cover the 26-27 season, which, you know, at this point, any player that gets injured like that, not going to give up the guaranteed money.
No.
And it'll be interesting to see what Milwaukee from that point wants to do going forward. We've already seen reports from The Athletic about possible trades that Giannis could be involved in. Essentially, the Milwaukee Bucks are kind of pushed into a corner here. The Blazers have a lot, or if not all, of their assets for like the rest of the decade, right, draft-wise. Portland kind of robbed Milwaukee, at least of the future in a couple of years, with that Dame trade.
It's crazy how fast that narrative changed.
I know.
It went from, we gave up everything, we gave up Damian Lillard and didn't get anything back. Like, all we got is some draft picks and blah, 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 and hopefully get theirs. But, man, they got Dame. Now, it's like, well, Dame is hurt. Milwaukee isn't winning. Giannis is probably gone, which we'll talk about soon. And Portland has all of their draft rights as we get ready to move forward into the 27-28 seasons and stuff like that. So
yeah,
you got opportunities to continue to build on a young roster, on top of the fact that you're going to draft Cooper Flagg this summer, right? You have to speak it into existence, and that's what we're going to do, man.
We're going
to be positive about it together and speak it into existence. You know, that's what's going to happen. Cooper Flagg is going to come to Portland, and he's going to be the guy. And you're going to win a championship in 2 years. So that's how that part's going to – that's how that's going to work. But it was a sad week in Portland. It was an even sadder week if you're Milwaukee, considering that you watched your superstar almost beat up a 65-year-old man the other day.
Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton's dad not coming to Pacer games for the foreseeable future.
Tyrese Halliburton's dad is clearly banned from any Pacers games, or be it home or away. So he won't be allowed even in the sky boxes where he should have had his old ass in the first place. Off the court, like, I don't know what he was thinking. That was insane. And shout out to Tyrese Halliburton for obviously backing his dad, but also saying he was wrong. He knows he was wrong, and that was messed up, and he kind of deserves what he's getting. Because Giannis could have ripped that man's head off. The way he was holding his head looked like he was about to Mortal Kombat that joint right off of his shoulders.
I mean, he's gone through a hell of a week, man. It's pretty frustrating when you... It's a long period of time from winning their last championship.
What a crappy week for Giannis.
Well, it's just... Look at the mountain that he's ridden, man. You don't think that, like, anything else can happen bad after you win this title. Like, all the other things that were happening with our team before, they're never going to happen again. We're all good. And then all of a sudden, oh, nope, your star point guard traded. Bang. Okay, now you got to work into a new system. You got to see if Dame can get comfortable. Oh, no, he's having trouble running the pick and roll with Brooke Lopez, which means, well, Giannis necessarily isn't just being able to get kicked to for shots. It just screwed up their entire offense, the whole thing with Adrian Griffin. Like,
it's been a mess
in Milwaukee it's now for the mess. Last 2 years,
it's
and
been a mess.
This Dame injury unfortunately kind of stomps the foot, you know, as far as like the end
it's
of
the
this
cherry
mess.
On top.
Yeah, because you now Dame was like their only tradable asset. We're talking about Milwaukee not having any draft picks later on here in this decade. There were some whispers that after this season, if it didn't work out, maybe like they thought it would with Giannis and Dame, that they were going to move on from Damian Lillard, not necessarily Giannis now, because Dame is a trade piece still, not necessarily the biggest one, but he'll get you something. And he was the only asset that you had to do something with. And now
that's
Bucks
over.
So. Hands are tied.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.